Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 4 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. During these episodes, Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On this episode, a brand new podcast from Dr. Morse, from Q&A 549, also available now on YouTube. Dr. Morse will discuss the best foods to eat. In addition, he will discuss worms, grape juice fasting, and MS. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Whew, it's cold. Hello, my dear ones. I hope each and every one of you are good. If not, let's get good, right? It's cold, though. Whew, really cold. Man, I think I've been crying most of the morning. Holy crap, you guys. This is beautiful. This is from Alex, Israel, and little Mia. Take a look. Isn't that cute? As you can surmise, this lady couldn't conceive and have children, thought to never have children, and a lot of other problems, and she had took upon herself. That's what I love about you guys. You guys are the true grits. Yeah. Yeah, superhumans. You know, that takes upon themselves. Like the guy in the nursing home that had a car wreck, and this young man is going fruit. He's demanding it, and now he's getting his feelings back. I mean, this, you work through it. This is on female reproductive and the health program. Remember I told you, if you're on female reproductive, be careful. If you're on birth control pills, that's a good formula, ladies. That's a progesterone formula. I had a medical doctor take a lady off of it because of something. It's like, really? We have so many ladies giving birth on that one. It's such a great formula. But of course, when anything's great, they like to boo-hoo it. That's typical crap. And sad, because we have incredible stories all around the world from using the female. It tones the ovaries and the uterus. It's a progesterone type formula, not an estrogenic formula. Black cohosh more is the most estrogenic, I think. So if you have vaginal dryness and things like that, of course you're going to have low estrogen. Now estrogen is an acid, but it's a minor acid, like testosterone. So minor acids are juicy, basically. But love you guys. Thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kit. Love those children that are coming out of the raw, being birthed that couldn't be birthed before. I mean, pretty neat stuff, bringing these souls in. And you know you're going to be bringing the higher souls in. Well, yeah, because, you know, you are developing your higher abilities. Well, God's going to bring higher beings into you for doing that. I mean, it's just amazing what you can do. And here's one from Todd. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate this, my friend. This guy was a fitness trainer. He trained people, all types of things. He was a nutritionist. He was a professional athlete. Of course, his professors, coaches, and nutritionists all told him to go on high-protein diets, is what he's saying here. And of course, that's what gets you. You know, they're really what gets you. You want to pump amino acids, get alfalfa, get what the horses do, the elephants do, all these animals like that. And I can tell you what you can do with horses with alfalfa. But anybody that has horses knows about alfalfa, knows about that farming and things, knows the power of alfalfa. Even remember Shackley? He knew the power of alfalfa. Matter of fact, wouldn't he have up to 30 alfalfa tablets a day or something? But the mineral size of that is incredible. I mean, where would you, you know, when you start getting into trying to super pack nutrition, you got to back up and start thinking something. Remember, your body is a food processor. You got to start thinking, am I digesting? Am I absorbing? Right? And then am I utilizing? How's my adrenals? Am I producing enough steroids to utilize the minerals properly and all that to kick up metabolism? How's my parathyroid for the calciums, you know, and all of that? And then, of course, just not least but not last, or last but not least, elimination. I want you to think of it this way. Motion equals activity. Right? Motion equals activity. Rest equals elimination. How would you expect to have elimination while you're in activity? As a rule, it's minor, and it happens through sweats and stuff like this, as opposed to urine. So it's why you sweat when you're running. You have to, at a certain point, be able to start eliminating the acids you're producing, or you're not going to feel good after you exercise or run. You're going to feel stiff, tight, sore, and if you start this process of degeneration in the knees like in other places, then you're going to feel it more and more and more. And because your kidneys are not filtering, that exacerbates the problem many times fold. And so you just have to, you know, fix that. But this young man, he tried to, his mom had stage 5 kidney failure. And I'll tell you, when you all get to it, you'll realize kidneys, that's why we all die, is the kidneys, kidney failure. And kidneys do not like protein diets. Tell you right off. And look at all the bodybuilders. What's a common problem bodybuilders suffer from? RA, rheumatoid arthritis. You know, I mean, this is all from high protein diets, guys. Even if you pump a lot of amino acids, you want to be careful. You're bringing in a lot of nitrogen into that body. You know, sometimes a smaller muscle, you know, if we back up a minute, we say, okay, we're looking for energy. Energy moves, right? Energy moves things. So any obstruction to the flow of energy creates dis-ease, dysfunction, whatever, correct? So if you detoxify as an athlete, and you were a runner or whatever, and you detoxified, and you started removing the obstructions to the flow of blood, nerve, and lymph, which are your three main energy flows to the cells, you can't imagine, because I've seen it, you can't imagine the level of endurance that you get. You just don't get tired. I had a guy, I mean, I got him out there. And I had my clinic by a gym. And I was in my clinic at like 5 or 6, about 6, probably 6:30 in the morning doing something one time. Gym opened at 5 or something. He's in there working out, and he came in and sat down. I said, "What are you doing, man?" He said, "Well, I was at the beach this morning, ran 5 miles, came worked at the gym." And I said, "Came in Christmas." He said, "Yeah, I'm bored." I'm telling you, removing the obstructions to the flow of energy. Thoughts. Imagine removing thoughts to consciousness. Same thing. You remove thoughts from your awareness, and your awareness goes, boom! Oh, I haven't reduced my awareness by individual thoughts. Because every time you think, you have to put attention on that. That attention comes from where? Doesn't come from the mind, because thoughts come from the mind. So your attention is separate than your mind, correct? Correct. You always want to work on that. But he couldn't save his mom. She had stage 5, because his mom didn't want to do it. She could have saved her if she'd wanted to live. But, you know, after a while, sometimes people really get tired of living at this planet. I don't blame them. This is a tough place to be right now. His dad had prostate cancer and saved his dad. So that is really good. Congrats, Tom, Todd. I love you guys. That's a whole thing. You pick it up and you run with this. I've given you all the tools. And wherever you find herbs, you do whatever you can find to work. Those are the tools. Remember, herbs are for, the botanicals are for cells, not diseases. That's man-made bullcrap. Cells. You got kidney problems? There's herbs for the kidneys. That's just what you want. Because your problems in the kidney, how do you get problems, though? How do you get problems in the kidneys? I wonder, did it just come to me as a disease? Did I just inherit it? Well, if I inherited it, how did my mom get it? And then if my mom got it, how'd she get it? I mean, where does that start? And if you ignore naturopathy, and that would, Rockefeller would love to shut up naturopathy. He would have loved that. Did a pretty good job. Then people don't have an understanding of what the true science of nature is. Naturopathy is the study of science. I'm coming out with a new chart on that, which you will see naturopathy as the hub of all healing sciences, and then all the therapeutic modalities outside of that that you can use to increase your detox or to increase the tissue function while you're, you know, because a lot of people are at very chronic levels of tissue performance. And we've got to get them up there. And sometimes it's tough. There's a lot of things that go into healing, and one of them is rest. Remember I said motion is activity, rest is elimination. You have to have time to allow for all the waste that you produce to be eliminated. You don't have to sit there and eat for that. The body's already geared to doing that. Your body is a conscious being inside all kinds of pathways and byways being worked on. Matter of fact, nano levels in your body that we can't even see yet. Remember, the University of West Virginia just found the lymphatic system in the brain, and she called it the glymphatic, and then two of them 4 years ago maybe now. Well, all these professional A&P books are, there's no lymphatic system in the brain, right? So the point is that you have to be careful what you think. You have to step back sometimes to get out of looking too close to things and pull back so you can see the whole donkey, as I'm saying. I use that analogy because it's just the way it is. You can't go to the butt end of a donkey and go, this is what the donkey looks like. No, that's only part of the donkey. But Todd, you did good. Proud of you, man. Proud of all you guys. You're kicking butt. We'll show them. Trying to shut down naturopathy, one of the most beautiful sciences in the world, and the allopathy always is trying to consume something. They can't be content at improving their own field at levels they should and learning off of the science of nature, because we are the science of nature. We don't teach pseudoscience, and we're going to have some science classes in our school. As a matter of fact, I can tell you, it's kind of a little secret, but I did let it out before, but we now own the International School of Naturopathy, and Pat and I are going to do some videos for you on that. I'm developing our International School of Detoxification into the International School of Naturopathy. So each one of these courses you're taking now, you'll be getting credit for those courses in this doctorate. And we're going to make sure you guys learn the truth about things. Vital. Oh, our new labels are cool. Oh, we got so many new things coming. It's exciting. The new herbs are coming in now. I buttoned them up. These things should really rock, baby. They rock on my paper. My paper's sitting there shaking like this after I get done with them. I'm putting together some more classes, side classes for our three classes. We got level two coming here real soon, the next few weeks. We've got a lot of things to go over with you. How do you read these type of dark brown eyes when you can't even read them with lights and everything? So there's a lot to get into with you. Take a look at these type of eyes. We want you guys to learn how to read whatever eye you're confronted with. And so we've got a lot set up here that we're going to have some fun with. I love putting these sidebars or these side modules to these classes, because I can just keep expanding these classes for you as much as I can and just feeding you as much as I can in the wisdom of what we're doing. Because we can prove what we're doing through science. If someone has science that disproves what we have, bring it forth. That's going to be real hard. Because we always look for good science. We put it up on our club site. I've been spinning off the time. I've been up doing iris analysis at midnight, so I'm a little rough, but it's fun. Isn't it fun to feel good, to get your spirituality? This lady with the with Mia, she's got her spirituality too together. So she's taking time to get into herself, to find her own meaning, to time to shut the mind down and to say, okay, now who am I? I've been thinking all this time. Who am I outside of my thoughts? Who are you outside of your thoughts? Who are you outside of your feelings and emotions? So we never take that time. I'll try to go over a couple cases right now if you want. We've got a little time. Oh, here's some good ginseng root. Yeah, this is woods grown. You know, isn't it up in Wisconsin? Excuse me, we have some of the finest Pan X in the world. Strong. I used to have a connection. Excuse me, I don't sell it too much. And of course, I don't use it too much, but when you get up and you're in a case where you have someone that's very feeble, you get your kidney filtration, you're not dealing with tumors, then you can slip in tonics. And that's a tonic strengthens. Remember the 256-year-old Chinese guy that died in, what, 1953 or whatever it was, or 1933? 256 years old. I've got his picture right over here out of Jensen's office. Dr. Jensen had it above his, and I'd known about it. I talked about him in class, but the doc said, years. I go, love you, man. Because he was in longevity, too. We were always seeking longevity. But Doc didn't break into the fruitarian level, which he wasn't even a natural hygienist as much as I thought he could have been. A natural hygienist, of course, is raw. The new modern-day hygiene, you're lucky if you do raw. I remember probably 20 years ago going to a local natural hygiene supper. I'm the only one that brought anything raw. Everybody brought cooked food, and I brought this huge salad. I mean, it looked good. It was good. And I chopped everything up real fine. I mean, it was, and they're all looking, and I swear to God, if anybody was under 50, and most everybody was over 90, oh yeah, all having their teeth, they've been raw all their lives. These guys were quick to show me their, you know, at 90, how they looked. And I said, but where's your raw foods? Everything's cooked. They said, yeah, we kind of like that salad you brought. They said, I think we did kind of get out of tune of eating raw. And I said, I guess you guys did. But, you know, it's okay because it doesn't matter. You're all doing the best we can in a world like this. Whew. Tough. Tough, tough, tough. All right, first let me say that I love you, Dr. Oh, thank you, I love you too. Who is this? Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You mean a lot to me as you are filled with so much. Oh, thanks, honey. You've helped me more than 50 years of doctors could. Thanks, honey. Please assist me with one thing. I had seen blood in my urine a couple of months ago. Stones and infection were ruled out. I'm 6 days on a mostly grape juice diet, perfect. Occasionally some lemon water. Now, lemons might be a little too astringent. If you're really inflamed, I'll just use that word, meaning very acidic in those tissues. You could be getting thin capillaries and stuff. Excuse me, what I would do is use the bleeding formula. Just for a few weeks, you did the right thing going on the grape juice diet. Use the kidney herbs, that'll help like that. I would stay away from lymphatic herbs right now, anything that's strong as an astringent or something. When you're bleeding, stay away from things that are too strong. GI broom, stuff like that. If you're bleeding, you want to cool things down. You want to get those acids out. So anything that's alkaline is essential. Anything that's like proteins, beans, grains, no way, Jose. You want simplicity of the release of energy. You don't want complexity of digestion and anything like that. That's what fasting is all about. Everything requires energy. Even detoxification requires energy of the body. So the body's going to use its own energy. But it's going to shut down the energy for you to eat because it needs to use that energy to heal itself. And if you keep pushing eating on it, you'll get so sick to the point that your body will refuse to eat. And you see that in some of these older people who they let their bodies get so acidic and run down, trusting medical doctors to do what, I don't know. And then in the final days and stuff, you know, they just emaciate it out. So you really want to hydrate and energize. So we're looking for, all chemistry is electrical, but I'm coining the word electrical chemistry, meaning raw chemistry, raw foods. That's highly electrical chemistry. You can argue that everything is electrical, nothing's dead. Agreed. But for the sake of argument, we'll say electrical chemistry. That's raw foods. When you're going down and out and your light's flickering and you've been sucking on the acid side of chemistry, which is the dark side, you better hook to the light side of the life or you ain't going to make it. I mean, let's face it. You know, you got to get that light coming in. You quit those thoughts and belief systems and all the crap you've been playing with and just free yourself from things for a while and go, by the way, also learn how to breathe properly. That helped. I would use some marshmallow. Well, I tell you, the tea of the skin and bone, beautiful. Or burn and skin, the burn salve. We got that into a tea. Very healing to stressed tissues. You might think about popping the parathyroid temporarily to strengthen any vascular walls that's lost their structure from too much acidosis. You know, because remember, the blood will leach its calcium out of that basement wall, because you compromise the blood, you compromise your life. You compromise the lymph, you're in a lot of pain and not too happy, and eventually you compromise your life. I'm 6 days on most of your friends, kosher, some lemon water, berries, and a few bits of avocado. I like that. I need to know, please, when I'm ready to bring other things back in, what is the best food to start with? Well, like I said, the best food to start with is your fruits, berries, and melons. You're already doing that sort of thing, so there's only one other to bring in. That's going to be your vegetables. But I'd super chew them. You know, just super chew your vegetables. I'm saying, you know, we don't grind like omnivore or herbivores. Herbivores grind because of the cellulose. We don't grind our food. Not so much anyway. And I would use marshmallow, slippery elm, things like that as anti-inflammatories. Just leave the protein side of life off for about 6 months and get those kidneys healed up a little bit. Isn't that funny? We have to stop protein to heal up. What's that? But that'd be your best bet, sweetheart. All right. Hello, I think my 2-year-old grandbaby might have worms. Very possible. Haven't seen any and don't have a diagnosis. That's okay, you know, because it never hurts to deworm you, right? I mean, in the islands, it's almost a common thing to deworm you once a year or something. Man kind of got out of that until the Discovery Channel started having the monsters within you or whatever it is. And wow, then it's that, whoa, parasitology department started closing up. Yeah, boys better start opening up. The world is full of parasites. So I would deworm her, absolutely. Parasite M should be good enough for a little 2-year-old. Yeah, it's good enough to kill worms and stuff. You know, you've got your walnut hull and stuff in there as well. And it's not harmful. But once in a while, she will randomly dig at her bottom and say, "Mommy, there's something in my booty." Yeah, she could have worms. Yeah, she could be feeling things crawling around. Absolutely. So definitely want to deworm her for sure. I suggest that to all of us. Matter of fact, if you note, our first kit has deworming on it. I learned years ago when I started detoxifying people, "Oh, what's all these things you got coming out?" Or I get calls. Well, back in the old days, I'd get calls through the night because I didn't know how to detox properly. The way I set it up now, it's a lot better. But back then, I got a lot of calls, you know, and what's these worms coming out of me? Of course, the females, oh, I had one lady, she actually went into a psych ward. She freaked out. She went over the top. She got handfuls of worms out with me. Then she went and got some horse liniment, a horse deworming thing out of a feed store. And then she saw threadworms coming out, which I was amazed that we didn't come get them out with that without that. So this stuff was toxic as hell. But she got threadworms. She went nuts. They ended up putting her in some kind of house. I don't know how she is today, but she couldn't handle it. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean, it's just part of the program to deworm everybody. Good idea. Defungal too. Everybody's so full of fungus in their body. We eat all this complex sugar. You know, all the sucrose and maltose and dextrose and all these complex sugars. Everybody eats grains and stuff. Complex sugar. You know, everybody bitches about fruit. It's them complex sugar. It's not complex sugar. It's simple sugar. Just because sugar tastes sweet, like water feels wet, grains is where your sugar is. Look at all the sugar in grains. Now you get your dyes and polys, not your monos, saccharides. So yeah, I'd deworm my baby for sure. She's barely two. Just turned two at... you know what you might want to do? Deworm the mother too. Just saying. Just turned two at the end of November, so I can never find much for kids that young. Yeah, he's a parasite, him. It's only going to be drops. You know, I'm going to say 5 to 10 drops is all you're going to want to do on a two-year-old. I'd start out with 5 drops. Drops. Bleak, bleak, bleak. Not dropperful. But I would deworm the mother. Good chance. I'd appreciate your input and thoughts on what to do and why she might do and say that if perhaps it's not worms. Well, if it's not worms, then she could have some spasms or something going on there. At a two-year-old in today's world, what do you got? We can factually go kidney problems, adrenal problems, endocrine gland problems, just depending which ones. I'm just saying, you know, you can take that to the bank. So she could have any type of neurological weakness there, autonomic, that's a little spasticity. You never know. But she could have high fungal problems too. Again, that's common. So doesn't hurt to do the parasite in, but I do kidneys and adrenals too. And it wouldn't hurt to do what? Brain and nerve on the children. Brain and nerve. Get them strengthened up. Make sure they're filtering and all that. Because I'm telling you, these states are taking these children from parents now like it's nothing. Oh, we can do that now. It's kind of like the new administration. Now we can do anything we want since we're so damn corrupt. I don't trust any judge now. I don't trust the FBI, CIA. I don't trust any of our government guys. We're done. We've got the most corrupt administration ever. I mean, I've been... tell you some things, but I can. We're in trouble. Look at Facebook. Shut down the rights of people. Twitter. You guys are bad boys, you know. That's a huge violation of human rights. This is from Tammy. Tammy, check the mama. Detox the mama. Too, because you just never know. I've only discovered Mr. Morse this last week, and at our family Christmas, I am going to ask that everyone do a 2-week all grape detox. I would. Heck yeah. Everybody, let's do 2 weeks grapes. I'll tell you, look at what Dr. Oz, remember him? He took these 12 people to the zoo and put them on what he called monkey food or zoo food or some crap like that. Then, of course, everybody got better. I guess that's how he got his name a little bit, was that little experiment. However, there are a couple of medical situations among us, and I will need to know if it is safe for him. My mom has Crohn's and has just had a couple of kidney stones removed. Ooh, ouch. One being 2 centimeters in size. She had been on... Rimacod infusions for 20 years. The heck is that? Rimacad. Multiple surgeries removing too much of her colon and sections of her small intestines. I need to know what is safe for her and my niece as well. She is breastfeeding right now. If you could lead me in the right direction in answering these questions, I would greatly appreciate it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I like Christmas every day myself. Oh, I like Santa Claus. I like hot chocolate. Yeah. Oh, we can't have hot chocolate, can we? All right, my friend. Grapes should probably be one of the better things. Homemade applesauces. Fruits are going to be your better. I would probably stay away from your citruses and lemons just because they're so astringent. And it's hard to get good quality. It's hard to get good Meyer's lemons in stores that are tree ripe. If you're going to do lemons, I'd get the Meyer's variety and tree ripe can. That's tough. I've got a couple of Meyer's lemons. Meyer's lemon trees are just prolific growers, and they're just so good. What not to have would be a better one. Where's my my chart? I developed a chart on the five worst foods you can eat. I'd highly recommend you get that. Okay, so number one, you do never want to do proteins. That's going to get you. You do proteins, you might as well write her off. Take the whole bowel out and be done with it. Number two, beans. Proteins, you never want to do proteins. Three, grains. Even though high carbon, they also have high acid. They're all acid ash pretty much. You could argue millet and quinoa, but why? You know, high carbon, high sugars and nitrogens, no, bad news. Dairy products, no way. Very mucosic, very mucus forming. Anything pasteurized, of course, you're not going to get raw dairy unless you do it out back. So anything pasteurized is acid forming big time. Cheese, yogurts and things, forget it. If you do vegetables, I'd probably lightly steam them, like sprouts and stuff, perhaps. Your vegetables are going to be the most coarse and difficult on the bowel wall. Again, you're going to use things like the burned skin salve. I'd be drinking that all through the day in a cup. Sip on it throughout the day. Anything with slippery on marshmallow like that. Your stomach tea like that one, too. Could be good. You could get away with the Hillol tea, although there's just a little bit of plantain. Plantain is a lymphatic formula, and it's also for poisonous snake bites and things like that. I think it's gentle enough to be used, but here's the biggie. All right, where's the problem? In Crohn's, IBS, where's the problem? Interstitial lymphatic stagnation. So where's the need? Kidney filtration. Make sure there's getting kidney filtration or you're not going to get rid of it. You've got to get that lymph moving because it's a systemic stagnation of acidosis. It's just not in the bowel wall. It's all through that side, if not all sides. But you've got to open up the kidney matrix to fix the Crohn's. And you've got to have the fruit to do it. And fruit and berries and melons are the best foods for all conditions out there. Anything else, you're getting in the vegetables a little coarse, a little more intensive in digestion and things. But the safest outside of the realm of fruits, berries, and melons. When you leave the nature, when you leave the fruits, berries, melons, and vegetable kingdom, you're now into the acid ash foods, you're into the coarser foods, you're into the foods that are harder on the humans to deal with. And especially with any GI tract problem. So you're going to cool everything down there. But yeah, definitely going to stay on the fruits and the berries and the melons. Very important when you do that. Mm-hmm. Kidney stones, eh? Same thing, you see, it's right back to the kidneys again. There's your weakness, and you got to work on those kidneys. I hope this email get delivered to Mr. Robert Morris. Got it. My name is E-I-R-I-N-I, and then I-M. I'm sorry about that, but looks like a mighty fine name. Email from Greece. I've been sick for the past 10 years. Wow. Yeah, I know that. I hear that all the time. Some people have been sick all their lives. That's why I'm after you young guys and gals. Because you guys are the butt end of the stick. You guys got all the genetic weaknesses. Nobody's thinking. Allopathy's pretty much shut us all up. Trying to, anyway. And so you don't hear any of the truth. You don't realize genetics. They make a big deal out of everything. There's no big deal about nothing. Genetics is easy to understand. Every generation, every time you have an offspring, at the time of conception is what you get. So at the time of conception, the consciousness of all the cells of the body are passed. You're not going back to an original blueprint like that. We don't work that way. That's easy to understand. You got mama's eyes, mama's ears, dad's hair, bop, 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 bop. We look like Aunt Hilda, whatever. However, each cell lives in real time. So each cell is weaker than when it was passed to its parent. You know, you spend about, I'll say 15 to 20 years before you have children. And what did you do with your genetics in those 15 to 20 years? Did you make them stronger and fix them and make the body healthier? Or did you make them weaker? Well, you made them weaker mostly if you didn't learn how to detox and rebuild your body. You made them weaker by your lifestyles because nobody thinks about what their diet is in relationship to their health problems. I highly recommend you change that attitude. That's medical thinking. These guys live in a world and on a planet far, far away because they don't get the basics of this world. And what you eat, what you breathe, what you put on your skin, what you drink is everything to your experience. And I mean everything to your experience. It's either acidic or alkaline. Pick which side you want to live on. Just saying. You want to live on the Coca-Cola side? Or do you want to live on a nice glass of fresh grape juice? Either one. One will make you healthy and happy, and one will eat your gut right out. Just saying. So let's see what we got going. My liver is swollen. His bilirubin is high at 2.5. I have a cyst in the pineal gland. I know what is because my consciousness wasn't clean from all the sins. Well, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to tell you that I don't live in the world of sinners. I don't see any of you as sinners. I see each and every one of you as direct links to the divine. Each one of you are an expression. How do you think God experiences itself? God can't be here in the physical world in its allness, but it can be in its individualness. Don't sell yourself short. If you're following a religion that's making you feel guilty and making you feel like you're a sinner, you might want to rethink it. Because it's time we break those old chains of control and power over others and realize you're part of the divine, my dear man. Or woman. Each and every one of you I see is part of the divine. And I love it, each and every one of you. Isn't that better to live than, oh, you're a sinner there, you got to repent. No, you're not. You're each beautiful in your own rights. You're gorgeous. You have a right to experience and love life. You don't have to repent because you have karma. You reap what you sow. Jesus was spot on. So you don't have to worry about repenting because you can't say I'm sorry and get rid of karma. It doesn't work that way. You got to live through it. So how you do that is learn that every action that you have has an equal and opposite reaction. So instead of judging others and things like that, because that's just what you get back, that's the only sin of it, is you get it right back. But when you give love, you get that right back too. I like to go up and hug people, because I want it back. Hey, tough world. So your consciousness is clean. You just really have to start now opening up to the now, right? Get away from your thoughts, but go after what? Kidneys, 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 guys. I mean, this is another case. Kidney filtration, we wanna see GUPA. GUPA in that urine. Anyone that thinks you should have clear urine and that's part of the sewer system needs to go back. Where do you go to school though? Our school, best school around. So, you want to open up your kidneys and your adrenal glands. That's more your emotions that's got you wrapped up. You want to release your emotions. You know, open your heart and give love to all things. It doesn't matter. Find yourself. Spend time alone and find yourself, and then you don't need others to prop you up emotionally and make you feel good. You don't need your ego pushed up. Because you're beautiful as you are, each and every one of you. Take that to the bank. Don't sell yourself short. This world would love to sell you short. The negative forces have seeped into our religions and everything else. So become strong. Become a God man or woman. And fight for freedom. Always. All right. So I was on malaria tablets, which were very bad, and had two vaccines, which knocked me out for years. I mean, you're putting toxins in, man. So you got to get toxins out. When the kidneys are not filtering, there's no way for all these toxins and neurotoxins and all this crap you put in to get out. So this is why the detox. Only one way, guys, to walk down this road. And it's a beautiful road. It might have some bumps and holes in them now and then. Okay, I get it. But where you're going is incredible. I had KRISIS. They were like epilepsy. This last year, they had gone away. So, seizures? Whew, damn. I think it was from parasites. Well, that's possible. Again, talking about worms and deworming. You can have seizures from parasites. I had an RN. Poor thing. She felt them moving in her brain. And I asked a medical doctor, what happened to the blood-brain barrier? Because I already knew. He says, it's a joke. I said, I know it is. And I'm just going by medical doctors, guys. This isn't good anyway. I was off dairy 8 months, meat and bread. So you ate nothing but dairy products, meat and bread for 8 months. Well, no wonder you had seizures. I ate lots of watermelons this year. Felt much better. There you go. Oh, I love good watermelons. You have a good watermelon, you can live forever on those babies. You see the difference right there? You got off of your breads and you got off of your meats and your milks and you went into watermelon, you felt a lot better. Now, from my standpoint right now, from what I'm reading here, you got a swollen liver. What swells the liver? What turns a liver into a fatty liver? It swells before it turns fatty, right? Right. So what makes hypertrophy, swelling in the body? What side? Well, wait. There's only two sides of chemistry. Wait a minute. Let's back up. So if I'm saying what in chemistry, because we are in chemistry here, we're living and swimming and breathing and drinking and eating and living in chemistry, right? So we're in chemistry. So which side of it, there's only two sides of it, which side of it possibly could make my liver swell? And what else you got? Oh, my pineal cyst. Which, now that cyst, you ever see Dr. Pimple Popper open up a cyst or a tumor? It isn't blood, is it? All that stuff coming out, that isn't blood, is it? Well, there's only one other fluid-based system that nasty stuff could be, and we dub it the sewer system. I do, but it's called the lymphatic system. But that's the sewer system. Ugh. Tonsils don't, you know, squeeze your lip nose, you get that same stuff out. Nasty necrotic stuff. That's because people eat necrotic foods, proteins. Not that foods don't either putrefy or ferment, because that's always going to be the case. But I'd rather have a little fermentation in my body than putrefaction. Thank you very much. They gave me a lot of antibiotics, which my blood stopped flowing. This is medical nightmares. I have so many testimonials about medical nightmares that all I need to do is go in a court of law with a jury of your peers and read them. And you're going to have that jury going to want to crucify these medical doctors. When you read these testimonials from people around the world and what medical doctors have done to them, this is a nightmare from you know where. Sorry, kids. I came to Greece and I saw a healer, which he put me on a tea, and I started going to the toilet, which was good. I started breathing again, which is good. Whew. Damn. Well, have a big cyst in my nose too. Well, let's just say, my dear one, are you a man or a woman? I don't know how to read the names like that and tell. So I apologize for that. All right, so I know it's the cyst in the brain pineal gland, the cyst in my nose, my bowel have a lot of anger, which comes from liver gallbladder. Well, it's true, the liver gallbladder is the seat of anger. Whenever you have a lot of anger, it does get your liver, or vice versa. When your liver's inflamed, you tend to be a little more of an angry person. Alcoholics tend to be a little more angry. But you've got to get that system, that lymphatic system hydrated and filtering through your kidneys, including your skin. So you got to get yourself sweating like crazy. Make sure your basal temperatures under your arm before you get out of bed in the morning is at least somewhere in the upper 97s, 98. Get yourself in a sauna or something to sweat, not a far infrared. You want to even go out in the sun and sweat if you have to. You got to get on some herbs and get your body fixed up here. You got a lot of problems here. But I can tell you right off that you're just not filtering, and your kidneys are your main players here. You got to get those filtering again. Please, I need your help finding my life back. And I'm very poor. My money flow has gone since I've been sick. Well, I think they've looked at this, but you have to contact our office here, the club, and see how they're doing with their funds with this COVID. We've been trying to survive here and help others as well. So we'll see where we are. We'll definitely help you at some degree. But we definitely will help get you going somewhere. But you got to get on the diet. You got to get on a fruit, berry, and melon diet only. Only. I wouldn't do vegetables. Fruit, berries, and melons only, and get those kidneys to filter, you know, and get that liver, all that inflammation out of the liver. It's all this acidosis, and it's creating hypertrophy, but that's what it does. Acids creates edema. It's part of the inflammatory response, but that's just your body trying to fight this problem. But then it's going to turn into a fatty liver, because now you're going to bring in the lipids to fight these acids even more. So now you're going to have a fatty liver, and it's just on and on and on. This goes on, but this is happening all through you. Your sinuses sound like they're king-size block, which tell me you have a chronic colon. Here's a good way to look at this, guys. His sinuses are blocked. His pineal gland has a cyst on it. So he is not draining up here, right? And let's just sit on the GI tract, right? So his transverse bowel is a mess, I can tell you already, chronically so. And all this leads to it, because what do you got here? You got the tree, right? And you got all the branches. So you got the gut, and you got your liver, your pancreas. So look, he's having liver problems, bowel problems. So you know he's greatly malabsorbed, because you can't have a swollen liver like that without having interstitial lymphatic stagnation in the intestinal walls. The good news, being back in school, want to finish medicine. You going to school to become a medical doctor? I'd go to school to become a naturopath. I don't know where there's good naturopathic schools. We're going to build one, though. But I don't agree with the doctors and hospital, never have. I agree in your theory and respect you. Well, here's the thing, man. Don't spend all the money and time. Learn how to help others in this manner, and you will be better than any of the other levels in terms of helping those that are suffering. You've been through it yourself. You see what the medical thinking is all about. When the medical doctors realize they truly are the aces at surgery and emergency medicine, they take on some better understanding about burns and how you deal with burns and stuff like that, and a few little things, and they have a nice science for themselves. It's just drop the concept of diseases. That's easy to debunk that. And I know Earth heals you. My dream is to heal people and help. Then spend that as your focus. You spend years focusing on medical. You've wasted your time on a nowhere man land. As we hypnotize through the whole system, absolutely. So now you want to unhypnotize yourself and help yourself. You already did the water, but you already know how to help yourself. And these videos have hours and hours of how to help yourself. And your clinical's here to help you. I mean, you've got plenty of it. And you've got Facebook here. You've got plenty of our students that just love people and love to help. So you're not without any, you're not alone. But you really want to get this doorway opened up and get these kidneys opened up so these cysts can come out of here, drain your sinuses. But you got to clean up your gut. I can just tell you right, we looking at Ironology, guys, you know what this guy looks like. So we need to get that gut cleaned up along with the kidney filtration, the adrenals, and that'll pull that liver clean. I'll be happy if you could help me this Christmas. Ooh, these are old. In which role what to take first? As my self-esteem and my strength not good, need someone to push me. Thank you for helping so many people. God bless. I would love to be trained from you to keep your healing going. I'll do some checking and see if anybody has contacted you. I know the girls monitor these, so we'll see. Me again, forgot to add most important, how to get rid of Epstein-Barr virus and the CMV. Epstein-Barr virus is easy to get rid of. You know, again, here we go, the germ theory. So it couldn't be your adrenal glands that's making you fatigued. It's going to be Epstein-Barr virus. Yeah, I got it. Epstein-Barr virus, guys, easy virus to get rid of. Goes right out of the body. Easy to get rid of. Where is most chronic fatigue syndromes coming from? Adrenals, thyroids, endocrine glands. I mean, when your blood pressure is in the dumpster, don't expect to have a lot of energy. My sleep has... my spleen. Oh, yeah. My spleen has... I don't know what he's saying here. Something with the spleen. Well, I would expect all your tissues in your body to have a little hypertrophy, a little inflammation in them. Because remember, the lymphatic system is systemic as your blood is. Your blood just doesn't flow over to that tissue. It flows everywhere, just like your lymph does. So when you're not filtering properly, so if I shut off your blood flow from your heart, basically all your cells are not going to get blood, right? And when I jaw my bones, you just hear a click, like bones are ready to crack. Oh, TMJ? We've got TMJ here. Well, you can imagine he's got everything going, or she, everything going up here. So where would we would want to think? Parathyroid. You know, you got a pineal gland there with a big cyst on it, but you got a pituitary right next door, right? So I'd be looking at those things. We need an iris analysis from this guy or gal. I would love to see the eyes. So if you get this, see if you can send me some eyes, and I will go over with the with all the students here about the... We go to my daughter, something, was a healthy girl when born, very strong, used to call her Hercules. After that, I was so stupid, started vaccinating her. She started getting bad coughs and stopped eating. I can see in her kids change the DNA. Their bone structure is changing. She doesn't concentrate in school. Ouch. You know, I just have to ask you guys, what human, where would the level of consciousness be of these people that are giving vaccines and stuff, Gates consciousness and crap like that? Where do you think these pieces of crap humans, where do you think they live? I just have to tell you, though, you can have some sucre because there is karma. And I've told you this before. I've been to some of these places. They take people like Gates and people that hurt so many people. You wonder, you see these people that hurt so many souls and control them. What happens to them? There's a reconditioning that goes on. And if you have the guts, ask your master to show you that. Show you some of those places if you've got the guts. But if you had any idea how God takes itself and homes itself, and what it can do to itself. You would, you always want to give love and stuff like that. That's all I got to say. Because you could go to some places that the fear here is nothing. So all you guys that are hurting others, I would rethink that and try to make amends as quick as I could, because there's places that can really, really take you. And these vaccinations are hurting these kids. They know that. They know these CDC centers are so corrupt. They're so corrupt. Look at Dr. Tenpenny, what she found. That was years ago. She found the corruption around the vaccines, and now all the corruption around the corona. I mean, these people are not good karma for those guys. So when you see someone going through something really rough, realize that soul created that, and that the best you can do is say, hey man, I'll help you try to get rid of it, you know, if you learned maybe. Little girl. And all you can do is get in there and clean these neurotoxins and things out of these kids and rebuild them. I remember I had she came to me, she was a mama from Texas, and at 4 months old, she gave the baby a Hep B vac, or the doctor did. The kid's left eye went east and went into liver failure and went into seizures. And I met the mother, because that's what they don't tell you, the amount of kids that they go into the seizures from these vaccines. It's horrible. Anyway, it took me about 3 or 4 months to get her out of the seizures and everything. And help her, but get her eyes pulled back. And so, and she doesn't concentrate in school thing, and no self-esteem, get tired, can see something not right, neurology. That's because these vaccines have the thimerosals and all the mercury friggin' neurotoxins and crap like this. Lucky she's at least alive. Look at the I won't go there. I'm sure she also not right from Epstein-Barr. No, forget the Epstein-Barr. This had nothing to do with Epstein-Barr. Throw that out of there. No, this is vaccine. These are neurotoxic effects. And the MMR vaccine is killing kids all over the place now. So not the same kids, guys, docs. You're not giving them to same healthier children today than you did yesterday. So hurting a lot of people here. Sad. But I love you guys, and let's hope that I hope we can stop a lot of this. But you know, you have to have some place for all this to work out. And creation is cause and effect. It is positive and negative. It is good and bad. So we have all these things. We are just now entering. I warned you guys what's coming, and I was hoping I would be a little wrong, but times are going to be tough. Your rights are going to be trying to be ripped from you, right and left. You already have seen it. And censorship everywhere. Could get bad. So let's hope that we can keep our health going as long as we can. And you know, but I love you guys. And thanks for attending the classes. I hope you like the iridology class. I'm going to make that thing so big. And then all of you are taking it now. All these classes we're adding to it, all these side bars, I call them, where we're going to have more protocols and more things. You all get to take them anytime you want it free anyway. So, because I'm building you up to this doctorate, and I mean to have a good doctorate in naturopathy where you go out and you guys are whiz kids. You already are, because the simplicity of the whole thing is staggering. But I want a good AMP class. I want some classes to really bring you up to speed on certain things. And outside of that, you guys are curing a lot of people. And I am proud of each and every one of you. If you're suffering and you need help, call us. Do our best to get to you. But hang in there. And spend some time on your own spirituality, you know. Spend some time being happy and just hanging out and watching. You know, it always keeps telling me, just watch. And I keep trying to fight them, you know, well, we got to just watch. And I'm going, but we got to just watch. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please visit his website, Dr. Morris's herbalhealthclub.com, for more information. Also, if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. Come join us on other platforms, Instagram and Twitter at Robert Morse ND. So until then, stay happy and come back soon.